So 10 days to go then until the Champions League final. And when you think of the build-up to Madrid, you probably think of this. However, should it be more of this? Yes, after such a physically and emotionally draining season like the Reds have just had, how can they make sure they've got enough left to be crowned champions of Europe? Well, with the team currently preparing in Marbella, the answer could lie in a Mo Salah goal celebration from last month, where he adopted a yoga pose after scoring against Chelsea. Well, joining me in the studio now is Liverpool-based yoga teacher Rosanna Gordon. Hi, Rosanna.
Hi, Paul.
Right, thanks for coming in. Now, I don't know whether you saw this, but he did the celebration, and then after the game, he told the press pack there that he was a yoga man. I guess yoga isn't something you necessarily associate with professional footballers, though.
I was so happy to see that he was doing the tree pose. It was after the Chelsea game. And I really feel that yoga is starting to come more into professional sport and football. So it was just fantastic to see, and then to bring the awareness more to everyone in Liverpool and all over the country, really.
So what would be the benefit for a professional footballer from doing yoga then?
So key things for professional footballers are the movement, so the flexibility, the suppleness. Footballers need to have strong and flexible legs and hips and shoulders. Good core stability. So yoga can really help with these things as we work on holding the poses for a long period of time, building stamina and endurance, and also then leading into preventing injuries, because if you're able to have a stronger, more flexible body and also a sharper mind, then you can know when's the right time to tackle or to take the kick. Yeah. And you're going to have that heightened awareness and focus on the game as well.
Well, I was just going to ask about the mental aspect of it. From a mental health point of view, because obviously mental health is very important in sport.
Yep.
It can have a sort of, can it have a calming effect, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. As the mental health aspect is really key. And I think it, because there's such a heightened awareness nowadays as well around mental health. I mean, I know there was the Royal Team talk last week with Gareth Southgate and other fans and players. So it's really just bringing the awareness into public view. And yoga can really help with the mental health aspect because it helps to clear and calm the mind, as well as, strengthen the body. It's really key.
So how long have you been doing it?
So I've been doing yoga for over 10 years, so quite a while. And I would say it's around the same time that yoga's been really coming into sport and professional sport and really kind of, getting people's attention.
Have you been teaching it all that time, or did you sort of start off, going to classes and then thought, I know, I'd like to actually take classes?
So it was my first class actually doing yoga. I was already very into a wide range of sports. Played tennis growing up, swimming, running. I'd try any sport really. But it was when I did yoga, then it was the mental health aspect as well as the physical strength that really appealed to me. So it was from my first class that I remember calling my mum. I was at Leeds University at the time. And there was lots of stress and that kind of thing with exams. And it was from the first class I thought, I want to be a yoga teacher.
So is there anything you could give me now to de-stress?
So I think really is the deep breathing is something that you can connect with and focus on immediately, and it's going to have a profound effect on how you feel and lift your mood, because it really helps to regulate the systems of the body. It helps to lower heart rate and blood pressure, and it kind of creates the opposite effect that stress does on the body. So it kind of reverses this process by putting you in a more relaxed state.
So someone, because I would imagine this is useful if you panic a lot, if you have panic attacks, that kind of thing. Because the first thing that normally happens is the heart starts boom, boom, boom.
Exactly.
So if you, the thing to do is to go.
Yeah, it's to deepen the breath, use the diaphragm, breathe into the belly. We call it deep abdominal breathing in yoga. This creates the opposite effect, because when we're stressed, we often breathe more shallowly into our chest. So by breathing deeply, you're helping to slow everything down, you're helping to calm, you're helping to focus more, And in turn, then that can help the footballers as well, because they can use the deep breathing, whether it's pre-match or in the game itself or afterwards for recovery, to really find that calm, that space.
Could be good for fans, this, couldn't it, as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Liverpool is obviously getting very excited and, you know, feeling all the emotions and energy of the Champions League coming up. So absolutely, fans can benefit as well as the players themselves.
And where are your classes then? Do you want to give them a quick plug?
So I teach mainly private classes, so yeah, really tailoring on the individual. So that's on Rodney Street.
Right. Have you got a website or?
Yeah, so it's just my name, so it's rosannagordon.com.
Okay, so if people want to come along, they can de-stress with you then, Rosanna.
Exactly. Yeah.
Might be along myself before June the 1st, darling. Thanks very much, nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And there you go, there's all the tips if you want to go and have a try at yoga.
Your music, your stories, your life.
BBC Radio Merseyside.